And now, a message from Google. In 2023, Google Search, Google Play, Google Cloud, YouTube, and Google Advertising Tools helped provide $739 billion of economic activity for millions of American businesses, nonprofits, publishers, creators, and developers. Additionally, more than 18 million American small businesses used Google's free tools to receive phone calls, bookings, and reviews, resulting in over 2 billion free customer connections per month. Read the report at economicimpact.google to find out more about how small businesses are growing with help from Google's digital tools.
Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to a special edition of The Daily Punch. This is the third edition of a four-part special series as part of our project, The AI Impact, in partnership with Google. Every other week, I'm joined by a member of our editorial team who has dug into specific areas from cybersecurity to education and workforce and how AI is impacting what's happening in that space. I'm thrilled to be joined this morning by Punchbowl News reporter Mika Solner. Today, we're going to chat about what's happening when it comes to AI and small business. Mika, welcome.
Thanks, Anna. It's great to be here.
All right, let's get right to it. Can you walk us through the state of play when it comes to small business and AI in Washington?
Yeah, so I think one of the most interesting things we found is that we're seeing that the White House is well ahead of Congress when it comes to this issue, but there's a lot of interest in terms of how AI is impacting pretty much everything in our daily lives. And really, in the future of small business, I think that we're going to see a lot of developments in that area too, in the policy world and also just helping the everyday kind of small business person and really grasp the concept of AI and use it to help grow and expand their businesses.
It's interesting. I mean, this is the third kind of conversation I've had with reporters talking about whether it's cybersecurity or other areas where there's been a lot of discussion and focus in Washington trying to understand AI. Congress, obviously, usually not the quickest when it comes to technology. But interesting to see the White House once again trying to play kind of that leading role where oftentimes legislation can take certainly, you know, months, if not years, and kind of is, you know, kind of instead of being proactive, as often kind of when faced by challenges. So how does the White House think about AI and small business? Where are some of the areas that they're focused on?
Yeah, so the White House is really focused on helping people further understand and get to know what exactly AI is and how it can help grow businesses, how it can be a positive aspect in that world, as well as other areas. President Joe Biden put out an executive order that was wide sweeping when it comes to AI. Part of that initiative also has to do with small businesses in terms of getting them technical assistance to help them understand this emerging technology. And the administration has also offered a lot of grants to foster this kind of innovation as well, which has been, I think, fruitful in allowing people to know that this is something that they can access.
So as part of these deep dives, we're interviewing experts, lawmakers, people from the administration, and more to get a sense of what's happening. You spoke with Small Business Administrator Isabel Guzman. Tell us a little bit about how she's approaching AI in her role at that agency.
Administrator Guzman has been really active when it comes to helping small entrepreneurs, as someone with an entrepreneur background herself. The other thing that she's really focused on is fostering more diversity when it comes to AI and small businesses. And that includes not only getting people that might not have access to this, that might not know that these certain programs exist to help boost them and their understanding of this program, but also help with fostering regional diversity when it comes to AI, getting it out of tech hubs like San Francisco and into rural America and other places that it might not readily be used yet.
It was interesting. She also spoke a lot about innovation for small businesses and how the SBA can provide the capital needed to fund innovation. So to your point, kind of diversity regionally, but also thinking through, you know, sometimes small businesses aren't maybe as tech forward as others, or, you know, might be slower to adapt these things while also being impacted greatly by it. Interesting to see how she's thinking, you know, from that kind of small business perspective herself, how they might be able to kind of infuse capital.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Guzman talked to us about a variety of ways that they can boost small businesses, whether that's marketing, HR purposes, but it can really make a small business expand greatly, get their name out there, and also just make companies run more efficiently and quicker when it comes to these things. I think that have always been part of the hefty lifting of businesses.
So as part of these deep dives, like all things at Punchbowl News, we wanted to ground this project with what might actually be able to happen on the legislative front. There's been a ton of different proposals when it comes to AI and small business. Walk us through a little bit of who's kind of leading on the congressional side of things, as well as maybe where some of the proposals are focused.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's been dozens of bills related to AI that have been introduced both in the House and Senate. I think that we're seeing a lot of this kind of in the larger business scale. There's a couple bills in the Senate that are more focused on researching how AI is working and how it's impacting some of these aspects of businesses, as well as how it's impacting consumers. When it comes to the small business front, I would say a lot of that is developmental, but lawmakers are greatly interested in seeing how AI is connecting to small businesses and how it can be a tool for the future. So I think that we'll see more of that in the future to come as well.
And you write about Senator Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon, introducing a bill last September that would direct the Federal Trade Commission to require, quote, impact assessments of how automated systems are used to make critical decisions like the cost of healthcare and housing. Interesting to see him kind of lean in here when it comes to that. This is a Democratic effort, of course, no Republicans on that. But these kind of the study of AI tools seems to be where Congress is putting some of its efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the studies, are important to know exactly how AI is impacting a lot of these things. And I think that, the aspect of that is just knowing that AI is imperfect and that it can create errors. And I think that there's a lot of interest in seeing not only the positive aspects, but also just shoring up that it can reduce those kind of mistakes and errors that can be quite detrimental to, I think, certain parts of businesses.
And we'll end here on this note, but interesting to think about consumer consent as more businesses use AI, policymakers getting more concerned about how consumer data is used, how to protect customers' privacy. We talked a lot about that as it relates to healthcare and obviously kind of people's medical records. But there's also that concern around, how much information is being shared. How are small businesses and other businesses thinking about protecting the people that are using their services, the consumer angle?
Yeah, so I would say privacy concerns are among the top area of worry for Congress right now and the White House, I think, because just knowing and not knowing, what AI can actually do and how it uses people's data and how secure people's information is when it comes to this very new technology. So I think that's a front that we're going to be seeing, especially once it starts being incorporated in businesses. I know lawmakers and the administration want to be able to protect the everyday consumer as well.
Mika, unfortunately, we are all out of time. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me about your recent deep dive on AI and small business as part of our AI Impact platform in partnership with Google. We'll be back in a few weeks with the last special edition podcast focused on other areas where we are seeing the AI impact.